Acorn hopeless. Lying on the ground alone and in the dirt, Acorn continued to do his best to believe. He recalled every prophetic destiny comment that he had ever heard about his life, whether in casual conversation among friends or spoken directly to him by Father Tree. Acorn had heard just about every wonderful scenario that one could possibly imagine. It seemed like the most positive comments spoken over him came from those that he had helped while holding his previous place of power on the tree. He had certainly done his utmost to assist others dwelling there in the forest. He had always attempted to bless as many as he could, even encouraging their dreams and trying to assist them in getting there. He was a networker and always thrilled in seeing others succeed and especially seeing the new plants bloom. He wasn't narrow in his focus towards a specific group or species. He just simply saw needs and filled them. Now, lying there with no resources, he wondered if all these former contacts had forgotten his plight and his dream to be up there on the heights again. Hopelessness was his enemy warrior for days on end, yet still he fought on. Acorn wrestled with everything from who he was to what he was. There's a difference, you know. Acorn was troubled that on some days he couldn't simply shake himself, quote the right words, and keep going towards his goal. The goal that Father Tree had spoken into him as a mandated course of action. Now, seemingly alone on the ground, he find himself resigned to his position more often than not. Strangely enough, he was in a unique place of reflection. Reflection was the menu for the day, he realized. He was reflecting on the past, on those that he loved, on what he had done, and he was reflecting on his future as well. Whatever that might be. Reflection, examination, scrutiny, observation, and consideration. Yes, these were now his chief thoughtful concerns for sure. He certainly did not wish to digress into a cesspool of regret, into bitterness, into sorrow, and he definitely knew that he must be cautious in looking back. But he chose to look back anyway, for two specific purposes. First of all, he deliberately dissected his past as a means of education. He definitely had no intentions of repeating any former mistakes again. He dissected in order that he might learn. He dissected to glean and improve from that gleaning. Yet he was aware of the fact that this process could flood him with regret and guilt. As he studied his life as objectively as any acorn could, he came to a healthy conclusion. He concluded, after intense study, that he was exactly where he was destined to be. This leaving of the tree was not his own decision. He came to understand that all acorns, if they align themselves to Father Tree and his purposes, must follow the natural course of things and move forward in their own due time. He was indeed in an extremely uncomfortable place, watching others still in their familiar patterns and chosen roles. Yet he knew that he was in the zone of zones for his own life. This focus on the lessons learned brought much comfort to Acorn. Balanced reflection somehow fortified him deep within his being. In reflecting on his present position, as compared to that of other acorns and forest creatures, he came to understand that he was not in a place of anything but success. It really didn't feel that way at times, yet as he weighed the evidence, he knew that good was being birthed from his very drop and aloneness. He determined not to judge his present circumstances in that short term, nor compare himself to others. Now, the second reason that he reviewed the past was to renew his focus during the fight. He knew that some of those who had spoken so highly of him may have indeed been almost inadvertently using him. He chose to accept that premise, choosing to love and receive them despite their issues. He had seen enough while lying on the ground for so long now to illuminate his thinking concerning others' genuineness. This present illumination had only matured and deepened him personally, and being aware of this now, he dismissed many of their empty promises and prophecies. This wasn't a bad thing, and through it all, he remained pure of all potential bitterness, deciding rather to guard himself from any such behavior when he had held a position again, whatever and wherever that would be. He would now place a far less weighty value on his press reports, both good and bad in nature. He would attune now more than ever to the words of Father Tree. He reminded himself that we all have our blind spots and weakness issues, and he purposed to operate in grace towards all, even those who had forgotten him amidst their own success. Glancing back did not involve much emphasis on these empty words of some. He regularly and intentionally switched his gaze to the promises and words of Father Tree. After all, Acorn was his product for sure. He belonged to Father, and Father must have some sort of plan, even if it involved his death to everything that he loved and held dear. Hopeless? I don't think so, mused Acorn. Hopeless? Not me.